My divine family, this is Sean Linnell IDL, and this is The Word. The 27th of July, lying in rest on the 2019th year. Bless the true definition of prophetic courage. And highlighting the anointed upon you. As a reminder that our belief still stands until this day. Among the patterns of years, 2000, the Messiah, Gracie, 1000, holy prophets, high priests, a Mosiah, Gracie. You do not know the time in which the Most High shall purpose a divine being among you. But He gives you signs and symbols and patterns, things that we should write down and keep at our bedside upon waking. Prophets are not supposed to stand watch by the prophecy and revealing of the Most High, bestowing that glory and grace unto them, into them and unto them. They are not supposed to look back when prophecy is given, for this is faithless and no faith is in it, to go check and see if the Most High's word shall come to pass. For you shall and should and was supposed to have faith from the beginning. And I worry about these things. To go check and see if the evils was casted out or from your own personal intuition that is scrambled with ego and doubt. And you then go to see and check again and again to see if one thing has come to pass. O ye of little faith, for the Most High makes no mistakes, and His word surely comes to pass. Be magnified if you are chosen, but this is not something to be glorified in fame. For the ancient ones had temples, and needed not to show themselves, for they were known. Not show themselves as how kings do, for kings are supposed to be in front of the flock, being that valiant leader upon the people. Don't fall to this. Yahshua, Yeshua. Yahweh Shai, Jesus, Yahshua, Jesus, many names we call them. Quick in wit, and surely die for your sins because of this. Upon leaving the flesh, at the very end, the Anointed One had mercy on the people, knowing that the Most High shall take him and reposition him back. But upon leaving, even though the Most High knows all and sees all and knew of this before doing, it still allowed for Yahshua, Yahshua, Yahweh, Jesus, to say, forgive them for their sins, for they know not what they do. And then giving up the ghost. Somewhat not giving time for rebuke or to overthink or rethink to go back on thy word. So by grace and mercy and love, at the last hour, The other forgive them, for they know not what they do, saving them. And oh, Most High destroyed those that he purposed to destroy, but by grace he saved those by the way of his Son, the path in which you shall walk and see, the path that was left and still here, and coming back unto you to show you the way again. For there were evils that tried to tempt and place themselves up as they were the anointed with the anointed and not. We should call not these people our mothers or Abba or Father. They are flesh. They are man, woman, not God. God is your Father. God is your all. The mother of the living. With Adam, the unity, the one flesh, the real, the covenant, the seed. That is your living, mother of all living, written and recorded in purpose and spoken in truth by the Most High. Through his holy ones, his sons, his Elohim. Yet Teresa calls young youth, children, to suffer in the name of Christ. Not being in the orders of Christ, but serving Jews. Serving the Catholic. Holistic things. For the Lord suffered for you to not suffer, for it is upon his hand, upon his flesh, upon his sacrifice, he is it. So why make children to suffer? Children, and yet she not. But yet children suffer in the name of the Lord, when the Lord already suffered for you to not suffer. This is blasphemy. Don't we overlook what we blatantly see when we look at these demonic figurines and evil facial expressions of demons expressing themselves through these vessels. They come with pompous and grand and royal and priestly names and are not nothing close to. Why do we still fall victim to foolish things? Why do we not express life by way of being the leaders to our future generations, our children? If you do not do it for you, do it for them. For you shall be tired of showing bigotry, racism, ignorance on all sides of all races, and to place this disposition, these evils, upon our own children, lusting after each other. And not making love, but bringing about an evil or wretched or hard to raise child, opening the window of a lesser soul or a soul that is challenged, purpose for your life to challenge you to do right as karma against you, maybe a wretched kid, or maybe a divine to help you not be wretched. These children are precious. Their angels are with them. For speak not harm against them, for their angels surely hear. And these angels could even be the avatars of them. but study Scripture. See it for yourself and confirm that way. For I will stand upon judgment, and you could put on me if I cause thee to lose thy way. But I'm there, and trust me, the Most High is on my side, as well as yours, O righteous one, who is walking upon the path to see the end and glorious. For our souls are eternal and have to rest somewhere. Pick a side. Let it rest in goodness. Let it rest in a place where Sabbath is forever. Great. The Most High is the Creator. Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh, Gomorrah. Some of you have been tainted in youth by man and woman or by other situations that cause you to turn to your own sex that gives no creation. Oh, Gomorrah, oh, daughters of pain, be that concubine to that nice, valiant, holy, meek, but strong man. Be those concubines to that. Give chance to birth. Know what love feels like and what being a mother feels like. Let thy secrets in the bedroom be there, in there, the bedroom. But let not Gomorrah turn back unto Gomorrah again, leaving the king, the seed, the start of creation, purposed by the word of the Most High, who is given one with one flesh, the wife, the queen, the virgin. Give love a chance. Turn not away from it. There are those out there that can show love and turn your life around. And O Sodomite, be a king and not play in vile ways that does not represent a man. For hearken to those who have these near-death experiences that followed the path that you did and has proven that there is no place in heaven for that. For sins are like one who has become greedy upon their wretchedness and become fat, and the rays of the sun shining upon those who are saved, walking through those rays unharmed but charged, made fit to walk through. Yet the obese in sin get burned surely by the rays and unable to cross, unable to fit in between, losing their souls. Be not this, for this is not nothing against those who are humbly fed upon righteousness and goodness. The Most High cares not about your appearance of flesh, but your appearance upon your soul. Let it be clean. Let it be righteous. This is what we need. Not one to speak on becoming rich and famous and want to be seen before others and praised. Don't false prophets and antichrist and evil leaders and those who want the grandeur of man and not the grandeur and attention of the Most High. Isn't this something troubling upon your spirit? For it shall be if you are righteous and work upon that in true repentance, purifying your soul to never do wicked again that you are troubling your soul to do. For the Most High preserve you and gives you things to be preserved by. Hurt not the wheat, the barley, the herb with seed. The many things that we take advantage of become slothful and drunken upon. Taking angels' food when this was the enlightened fire within them to bring about knowledge, to bring about sure spirituality, just like the ancient chiefs who used certain herbs for spiritual matters and not to stand on a corner and be useless in life, not building their house upon holy grounds to ascend into a heavenly place in the end. For this is surely a spiritual school, a place where a child is not looked upon in a negative way when struggling upon something and his or her class members are leaving them by the grade because they have made the grade. Let this not be. Let them learn so they can be encouraged. And once they learn and discern, then they will advance so fast. Oh, bring talents back to these children. Oh, parents, see the gifts that your children have. Oh, dads, oh, kings, see the firstborn, the second, the third, and so forth, and know which one is anointed to do the priestly orders, to do the kingly orders, and to do the other orders that bring forth preserving things to this life through the works and fruits of our goodness. Live not their lives for them. Let them live. The Most High purposed them here for a reason. New generations shall not fall and falter to our mistakes and errors of the past. Unity is at our door. Open it and be unified. Be not egotistic upon work. Get to know one. Use not your leadership or your ranking to belittle one that is simply doing a talent, expressing their talent, compounding upon it and perfecting their talent in a place where they were purposed to be. Why would our workers, giving them not the chance to try again? Why not demote, giving a lesson learned, yet still allowing them to keep their employment upon goodness, the employments upon talent, and not slavery, placing one where man needs them and not where God needs them? Oh, this is blasphemy and abomination, surely. Where are our orders? Where are our kings, our prophets, our priests? Oh, they are there, working amongst you. But ye listen not, for you see these in attire of working people, of people that you look down upon at times, not knowing who they truly are by spirit. For they surely was purposed here, sent by the Most High God throughout all four corners. There is their light. Follow it. But be not on upon these, watching them like they are celebrities. They care not about this. They simply care about the word being that star shining above all celebrity. And as you look upon it, a smile shall caress your face, joy shall fill your hearts, and forever you shall be saved. Though this seems difficult, for you have demons, devils surrounding this arena, going in and out as they fall into the pit, snatching you, trying to pull you down. but righteousness is your shield. They will not be around you if you shine that light. You are surely touched by goodness. You are surely touched by omnipotence. Be strong. Your God is real and living. His angels, His holy ones are over all evils. There is no demonic, satanic, Luciferian ranking above these holy, angelic, archangelic rankings that protect the Ark of the Covenant. The tree of life is protected. No evils can touch it. All secrets are holy and revealed to those who are elect, chosen, and are in alignment to what they are here to do in spirit. Fret not about your flesh and your material gains to supplant your flesh into this life, to die and lose your soul. This is life for school and spirit, of school and spirit, for soul and spirit, for schooling you into goodness, into greatness, by spirit. The advanced schools, the university, within the temple, are the future, the now, the heavenly, the spiritual realm, as we call it, has beautiful things, green grass, waters everywhere, beautiful waterfalls, wonderful buildings of divine and spiritual intellect that can't even be fathomed or comprehended in the depths of the darkness of your flesh. If your deeds is upon worldly things, you are in darkness. For you are simply feeding flesh something temporary when your soul is eternal. Feed it with goodness. It shall be fit and healthy. Surely fit. Dreams. Discern dreams. I give you a little personal happening to help you not to come off as some chosen or above you or your priest. For I know who I am, and the Most High knows surely who I am. And those in spirit, we know each other. We glorify the Most High with each other. I had a dream that my father's best friend spoke of death, which dreams are dreams that gives subtle help upon you, but visions are actions that shall come to pass in your life, no matter how big, if it's personally for you or the masses. But the Levite priest prayed and stayed and made atonements and prophesied on behalf of the masses. Well, my father's best friend had said this, so I immediately woke and called my father. These things seem crazy. He's my father, so he has the right to call me crazy, knowing his heart and knowing that he doesn't mean this in a negative way, but a playful and confident way. Well, it came to pass where it was him that had a heart attack. And I prayed, even upon vision, I prayed for the friend in him. And I prayed, and The Most High preserved him for me, for us, for family, and for himself as well. But the how dreams are so unique, so compounded upon each other, so the Most High could give you as much as you can discern. And I later discerned that I was looking through his eyes, and his friend visited him, speaking upon these things in which a heart attack can bring about. And I also had a dream, a vision, more recent. For that first vision I explained were more distant than my past few to several years, maybe a few, but this one more recent, maybe within the month or a couple months. I was around the temples, checking upon things, seeing dogs just laying laziness in their lazy quarters upon the barrier or the fence or the wall or the compound, not keeping guard. Then suddenly a black wolf with a gold chain. Yes, visions are unique. Came running up. And in my hand I had a rod, an iron rod, that morphed into a frying pan. And I hit this wolf across the left side of his face multiple times. And I was wondering why I was doing this, but it dawned on me that this wolf wasn't keeping watch like it was supposed to. Yes, keeping watch, but showing up late when the Most High needs his watchman on watch. So after his return and his discipline, another soul came running who was also to keep the temple preserved by the laws of the Most High. Running fast, trying to sneak in through the back door. But I stopped him with my right hand upon his left arm immediately, for he thought he was too fast for his father, in which this role I played in his vision. And he had on the attire of Levites, but was strikingly fast, like Hermes. And the black wolf, the head of the likeness of a vicious dog, but kind, as if and likened to the movie Never Ending Story, were upon the final meeting. Yes, the wolf showed viciousness. The vicious dog showed dread. But then came niceness and meekness once the test was passed. We're moving on. Not giving glory, but showing the works in which the Most High has worked upon me, for I feel as though this is important upon you to share my deepest things and to speak from my heart. For later, my youngest was playing four square at school and ran into a sign immediately after the dream, a couple of days a week. Had a scar on his left cheek. And then soon after, my eldest son broke his left arm. And I'm not saying what you think I'm trying to say, for I say, but this could mean something so unique. Maybe the Most High has a wonderful and brilliant personality and loves to use certain characters to allow you to remember and allow and show you characteristics of your own so you can remember the foundations and the strength and the importance of that dream, that vision. Not necessarily going out to lay claim of a family upon hieroglyph. For we are all upon this story, upon ancient scriptures. We are all characters, actors, in realness upon this thing we call life. So fret not and worry not. If you seem to not find yourself upon the ancient stories of life, for you are surely there, for it takes all to impact the one greater, this life given unto us, deeming our souls living upon flesh with the breath of life by the Most High within the nostrils upon the dust of your creation. And those created also in the image and likeness of goodness. For you are all part of this goodness and have the potential to do in a unified way rather than to don't in a separate way. Love the Most High, your true God. Serve not these lords, for you have. Yeah, you shall surely fall if you follow these wretched things. For they are merely evil entities and spirits, making you think you're doing these drastic things with divining and sorcery and necromancy and all these things that were seen and manipulated and misinterpreted with the nakedness of divine secrets was broken into, wrongfully looked upon, not told, not spoken in a sense of temples, but really shown irregardless our fall when we lost our watch. When we looked not and watched not, or saw, but yet did not want to be deemed crazy of what we saw. For the world is crazy for not being unified yet as one. Be unique, be peculiar. That is a good thing. The Most High loves that. That is scripture. For the word Bible is not written in scripture. By Baal. Why utter these etymologies upon the cover of your divine history to deter you into a mindset in which these dainty things within the preaching orders to dumb down the word that brings life? And not those chosen with light bring that brings life. Oh, discern, love, have peace on this Sabbath. This is healing, not work, for I'm reaching your heart because I'm coming from mine. A true heart that loves, a true heart that is real, and that is not a fool, for many enemies are out there. I pray, but I know it's been prophesied that many shall fall. For worry not by praying for that in which caused you scars and torment. For the Most High sees your heart and may become angered upon that in which you are praying for. And this thing that you're praying for has turned not away from their wicked ways. And you have just blessed that in a good thing, doing a good deed. Oh, you should not be harmed. But that in which harms you, and that you still show grace to, you turn your cheek, you pray. You reply valiantly, speaking true history, true spirituality. And it still curses you. Oh no, the curses shall be upon that wicked thing in which hearken not unto you, that cause you distress, threat, that coerce you away from your truth that is ancient and old. For it says we can even be raised by the rocks, the ancient thing, showing that we are ancient ones, having ancient titles and an ancient royal system from an ancient priesthood by ancient commandments of the Most High from the beginning to the end. These are yours. Let not those of evils who had it not to come teach you something native, something that's native to you, that is yours, your family booklet, your photo album. How can something that is not in there show you what is in there, that knows not what it entails, truly discern? Love, change, see the soul and spirit, look beyond our differences, for we have been highlighting them and committing error against it, slashing it, tearing it to pieces by our evils. It shall be no more. Forgiveness shall be our sword and shield, righteousness, faith, habit, love. Amen.